Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, one thing that dudes do all the time online is they lie about their height.
Oh yeah.
And we as somebody who's 6'4", it really bothers me. You know, it's like nobody ever believes you when you say things like that.
I wonder why. Yeah.
And Nathalie, who's on the phone for a second date update today, I guess she runs into that problem a lot. What's up, Nathalie? How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. I'm annoyed for you being a super tall guy myself.
Yeah, then you get it.
Yeah, no, definitely.
He's really short.
Yeah. He's looking up to his mic.
Yeah, exactly. So you have problems with guys lying to you about their height all the time? Are you tall?
I am, yeah. I'm 5'10".
Okay.
That's not super tall. I mean, it's tall. It's not crazy tall.
Yeah.
Do you have like some requirement where you'll only date a guy over however many feet and inches?
I prefer that they're taller than me, so at least 6 foot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think a lot of girls think that way too.
Yeah. I know my best friend who's 6 foot tall. She always wanted to date someone like 6'4". She ended up marrying someone 5'10". So I'm just saying, keep your options open. You never know.
There's just something about it that it makes me feel feminine when I can look up at the guy.
Well, most of my life I've dated women that were taller than me, and I always thought it was funny when they had to bend down to kiss me. But I can see how that would be a little awkward sometimes for you. So the guy that you want to call today, was he tall enough for you?
Yeah, he was.
Okay, what's his name?
His name's Jacob.
Jacob, all right. And where did you meet Jacob?
So we did meet over social media.
Okay.
He was really easy to talk to, and of course, we talked about his height, and he said he's 6'4".
And is he?
He is, actually. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I bet you've come up with, like, I bet you're pretty good at, like, being able to spot who's lying.
Sometimes I can, but sometimes I can't, and they show up, and I just think, oh, my God, why did you lie to me? Like, I obviously know now that you were lying. It's just a bad first start.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, this guy at least met your height requirements. What'd you guys do for your date?
So we met up at a bar just for a drink, and I mean, oh my gosh, when he walked in, not only was he tall, but he's gorgeous.
Good.
We had such a great time. We were laughing. We were telling a bunch of different stories. Yeah, it was really good.
I mean, when you're describing it, your smile sounds like it got bigger. Like, you have a huge crush on this guy.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I was just smiling.
Okay. So what happened on your date?
I mean, it was going great, and they had some line dancing that they were playing on the TVs, and we just started talking about line dancing. I told him how good I was at it and that I loved going line dancing, and in fact, he actually likes to line dance and has gone before.
Really?
Yeah. So we actually decided to go right away. He said, well, why don't we get out of here and go to this spot down the street, and we'll go line dancing.
That's so cute.
Oh. Is that why you think you're not getting a call back? You're not actually good at line dancing? Now you're the liar?
Well, we actually didn't go line dancing there. The line was really, really long, and it just wasn't moving.
Okay.
So he suggested that we go back to his spot, and he said, why don't we just go watch line dancing music or movies, and we could line dance in my place. I've got beers. You know, I got the whole setup up there. So that's what we decided to do.
Hey.
He has a whole setup for line dancing?
Sketchy.
Yeah, that's weird. You shouldn't be wanting to call him back. Yeah. Anybody who has a whole line dancing setup at their place is definitely suspect.
I mean, he didn't have a line dancing studio or anything.
Okay,
well, that's
good.
That's a disappointment, if you ask me.
So how did that go? I mean, did you guys just line dance the night away?
I mean, we did a little bit, but it really kind of went more into like a pants party.
Yeah, pants off party is what you mean, right?
All right.
We all knew that was going there.
Horizontal dancing.
Like, I'm surprised you did any dancing at all.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not set up for this.
Yeah.
If you wanted to come back here and line dance, that's fine, but no funny business, lady.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah, this cowboy doesn't do that on the first date.
Cowboy.
You mosey on out of my apartment.
You spit in your spittoon that's in the corner.
So you guys hooked up then?
We did, yeah. I mean, we didn't go all the way. That's not usually something that I do on the first date, but you know, things things got fun and we had a good time. And I did stay the night.
Oh, you did?
I did, yeah.
What was it like in the morning?
Wonderful. You know, I had to get up in the morning pretty early, so I kind of scooted out, but he made sure to get up and walk me to the door, and
yeah,
everything seemed fine. So I was really excited to, you know, talk and go on another date.
Okay. So everything was good. You can't think of anything that went wrong?
I mean, I did think, well, maybe was I a little drunker than I thought, and I wasn't that great at line dancing. I don't know. Or maybe he's just a guy that likes to hook up once and then ghosts you, which I think is not very cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if that's the case, honestly, I will put him on blast. I think that that's rude. I think it's not cool to just ghost someone like that, especially if it's just you're trying to get, like, a hookup out of something, if you're that kind of guy.
What do you mean by put him on blast? Like,
out on social media. Like, I'll call him out.
Okay.
You're, like, going to Yelp review him or something.
If I could, I'll do that too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and find out if something did go wrong with your second date update right after this, all right?
Okay, cool. Thank you.
All right, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.